Today is Monday, April 17th, 2006, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn, episode number 36, and now well into my second year of podcasting. Isn't that fabulous? I'm sorry my podcasts have been rather sporadic lately. I've been so busy. As you know, I was sick for about a month in March, and so that's been putting me so behind, especially in school. I've been doing a lot of homework lately. It's all due this week, so it's been really stressful. And also blogging over at idlegohome.com had been taking up most of my time until the site actually got taken down. He said it was hackers, but I'm pretty sure all of his bandwidth got eaten up or something. That was about a month and a half ago, I think. I had been working really hard, like I think it was January to February, that I was working night and day for idlegohome.com because there was a prize of $250 for the most popular blogger. And so I was working really hard because I wanted to earn that money for a condenser microphone for this podcast so I could record guitar parts and vocals at the same time. And so I worked really hard for that. And unfortunately, the site disappeared. Along with the site owner, he hasn't returned any of my emails lately, and they never paid me. Oh my gosh, I'm just so mad. I can't even believe it. Oh, all that work and late bedtimes, and oh my goodness. Oh, I'm not even going to talk about that. Also, it's been really hard for my family the past few weeks, the past week especially, because both of my grandmothers were in the hospital. My Nana, she had to go in for emergency surgery on her intestines on Thursday, and she finally came home from the hospital tonight, and she's doing much better, and that's wonderful. I was really nervous because she had gangrene set into her stomach, and they had to remove a foot of her intestines. It was just really traumatic for everybody. I'm so glad that she's doing better, and later in the podcast, I'm going to have a song for her, Ghost in This House by Alison Krauss. Even though it's supposed to be a love song, mourning for the lover who left them, I think she can really relate with the sentiments of it because her son Ryan, who I sang about last February, well, she lost him, so I think she can relate to that song. So I'm going to sing that for her later on. And my grandmother, Grammy had a heart attack. It was so scary. I was sure that she wasn't going to make it, and she asked the doctors not to resuscitate her if anything happened, and I was just so scared. It was just really emotionally draining for everybody over here, and she is doing much better now. She made it through. I'm just so happy for her. I'm just so, so glad. I was especially glad because I'd been practicing a song on the guitar the past few months to sing on this podcast just for her. I really wanted her to be able to hear it. She taught me this song a few years ago when I went to visit her during the summertime. It's called Jet Plane. Grammy, I'm so glad you're doing okay. This song is for you.
Every place I go, I think of you. Every song.
For Gigabits Today, so much has happened since my last podcast. The first item is that last Friday, on the 7th of April, I performed at the school talent show. I know, I can't even believe it. I mean, it was just like yesterday that I was performing at the last one. I had a blast preparing for it. I was at the school many early mornings. It felt more like a real gig. There was lots of practices that that the teacher in charge of it held. It was just so much fun. Another girl was in it. She takes from the same vocal studio as I do, so we would practice together and things. Before I went on stage, I actually started to get a little nervous. I don't know why. I'm not usually nervous before I step on stage. It's usually afterwards. But to make myself feel more comfortable, I actually took my shoes off and went out to perform barefoot. It was really weird, but I figured, hey, Joss Stone does it right? What the heck? Well, not really. I was scared to death. I was going to like slip or something. Oh my goodness. Oh, but it was just so wonderful being out on stage again because I hadn't for the longest time, ever since February, because I got so sick. And I was just so happy to be out there again. And I think I did a good job. I didn't crack or anything. I was just really glad about that because I sang Where Would You Be? And that song is so hard to sing all in one take. Oh my goodness, I was nervous. But I'm so glad that I pulled it off and I was just able to... I felt that I gave a good performance because I had a lot of fun out on stage. It was awesome. I also have a gig coming up on May 2nd. It's going to be a paid gig, which is so cool. I love doing paid gigs. It makes me feel so professional. It's going to be I think it's a rest home. I'm going to be singing some oldies and stuff. It's going to be really fun. I'm going to find out more about it on Thursday, and I'll fill you in. And I'm also very excited that it is a paid gig because I really, really, really want to go to the Seth Riggs 2006 Summer Vocal Camp, which is basically a boot camp for singers. It's 10 days long, and everyone I know that's gone to it comes back so amazingly polished afterwards. The results are amazing. But it's going to cost a lot. $2,500. I don't have $2,500. I don't even have $250 I was supposed to get from Idol Go Home. So I was wondering, maybe some of you can help me. I'll be setting up Cafe Press and PayPal, plus a fundraising meter on the site. The fundraising will go live this Friday on the 21st. I remember SaveTheBunny.com or something like that. This guy captured a bunny and he said that he was going to kill it unless he got $15,000. And he actually got $21,000. So I've been looking in my backyard for some bunnies. I stayed up all night Saturday trying to catch the Easter bunny, but I failed. Maybe you can help me anyway, though. I'm going to use the money that I get from the second, and I'm also going to do some busking, which is street performing. I'm going to get some guitar chords from cowboylyrics.com from country songs, And I'm going to go out and perform those at like malls and movie theaters and things with a hat. Hopefully I can get some stuff there. But it'd be so wonderful if you could help me, because I can't do it by myself. But if you have any ideas, you can email me at bitsofbrin@gmail.com. That's BITZOFBRIN. It'd be so wonderful if you could help me, because I really, really want to do this. For American Idol update, Tuesday's theme was Queen, and on my top three were Katherine McPhee, Taylor Hicks, and actually Ace Young. I felt that Katherine was the best of the night. She was phenomenal. I loved the vibrato in her voice towards the beginning, and even though the middle was a little shaky, it was still great to listen to. She just really gave a wonderful performance. As Simon said, it was almost the moment. It really was. It was fantastic. And Taylor Hicks, well, if you read my blog, and during January, I didn't really like Taylor Hicks at all. His stage presence bothered me to no end. And I really didn't like him until the top 12, when he actually started to grow on me. On Tuesday night, I actually got out of my seat and started clapping and like shouting when Taylor was done, because he did such a good job. Oh my gosh, I never thought I'd do that, but I actually really like him now. I voted for him a few times because of the cute way he missed the microphone stand. I'm sure he didn't want it to be cute, but I giggled. Oh my gosh. But I thought he did a great job. It was a wonderful vocal. Oh my gosh, he's got the best range of probably anybody in any of the males in the competition. I love Taylor. He did a great job. The past few weeks, he's been kind of reserved and a little dull, but this time he brought it all back. And Ace, I was surprised, but I actually really enjoyed his performance. Usually it's just so sour, and then he's so gorgeous, and then he gives you the love me, I'm beautiful look at the end of every performance. It's just so annoying. I usually don't enjoy him at all, except when he delivers wonderfully vocally. And this week was one of the times when I thought he did a great job. Even though he was in the bottom three, which really surprised me, because I thought it was one of his stronger performances. His stage presence was great, even though I got a little weirded out with Ace Young doing the Chris Daughtry thing. I thought he did a great job. It was a great song for his vocal, and he was able to use the falsetto to stylize it instead of murder it, which I thought was wonderful. I actually really enjoyed it. They were definitely the top three of the night. The worst was Kelly Pickler, but she's not going home anytime soon. Bucky Covington was the one who got the boot. I think the reason he was sent home is that he doesn't have enough originality compared to the other contestants. His voice changes a little bit to fit the song every week, so it's not like, oh my gosh, that's Bucky. Whenever you hear him, you have to watch him. It's just not an original enough sound. And his stage presence is always lacking something. Simon likes to call it the X Factor, which is his British show. Nice little plugins for him, but it really is the X Factor. He's missing it. Some of the other contestants, like Chris Daughtry and Katherine and Taylor, they have it. There's just something sparkly about their performances that Bucky doesn't have. It's a little lifeless. Even though he does all the stage presence and the storytelling in his voice, it's just missing that something. And I think because he hasn't developed that quality yet, it was time for him to go home. He's been clinging on week after week ever since the top 24, because he isn't the strongest vocalist in the competition, but he's got a great likability factor. There's something about him that you just love. I saw in an interview with him, after he was kicked off, they discovered that he and his twin identical brother were like in this car accident scam or whatever. His brother got in a bad accident, and because Bucky had a great track record, he pretended to be his brother to get him out of trouble. And Bucky said in an interview, If you're looking for Dirt on Me and all you can find is the car crash in 1998, you ain't looking hard enough. Oh my gosh, I really like him. He's a cute person. But unfortunately, this is a singing competition and not a likability competition, so it was time for him to go home, but I think he's a great performer and he can keep on going because it's not like he was dreadful to listen to or anything. But it's time for the less talented to go home so that way we can be left with the American Idol. For odds and ends today, I have a problem. I am so busy with this podcast and the American Idol blog that I don't have any time to write any music or anything else. I'm so preoccupied with school, homework, church activities. I don't even have a social life. Email and MySpace do not constitute a social life. I've got voice lessons every week. I watch American Idol. I practice the guitar. I practice singing. I do this podcast. And I blog about American Idol. I have to not write the American Idol blog anymore. It takes me 5 hours a week. It's a part-time job that I don't get paid for. Every time I release it, I get about 1,200 hits to my website. And hey, that sounds great, right? Except that 95% of them stay for less than 5 seconds. And the ad revenue that I've been getting, I got, 15 cents last month? I can find more than that in my driveway. But I need to spend that 5 hours differently, like maybe writing a song or doing a podcast on time. I'm just not leaving myself enough time to be creative. This blog is taking over everything else, including my podcasting time. My goal has been podcast on Fridays, release it on Monday mornings ever since I started it, and I've never done it. Not once. And I think it's time to start. And unfortunately, something's going to have to go. And it's the blog because it's not productive. It also doesn't help that I add to my workload by scripting the entire podcast every week. I want to be unscripted and regular. It's supposed to be weekly and it's like bi-weekly or tri-weekly or something ridiculous like that. I've been doing the show for 13 months and I've only done 36 episodes. I'm not doing it as often as I need to. I'm just so stressed out on getting the podcast done. And I want to have fun doing it and I want to do it every Friday. So that way there's a podcast for you Monday morning as you're driving to work. That's important to me. And because I'm doing so much, I'm always a day late and a dollar short, and I'm rushing and I'm making mistakes, and I'm not having fun like I'm supposed to. So there's only one way to solve this, is to cut back at how much work I'm doing. Since I'm also taking too long to make these podcasts, I'm going to cut back on how much I cover each time so I can work on being unscripted and quick. I have to get it done on Friday, so it's ready by Monday morning drive time. That is my number one goal. So I'm going to limit it to 2 segments right now. The American Idol update, because I love doing it so much. I'm just going to get rid of the blog and continue doing it on the podcast. And then I'll cycle between the rest of them, and I'll do the song of the week every time, of course. But I hope you won't mind. I'm going to build back up to what I've been doing. But this will give me more time to get adjusted on how much time it takes to do each thing so that way I can balance everything properly and leave myself time to write new songs, push the fun drive because I really want to go to that camp, and be a regular podcaster. I'm really disappointed about the cuts I'm going to have to make, but I have to focus on growing as a musician because that's why I'm doing this podcast in the first place, so that should be my number one priority. Well, I've ranted long enough. I'm going to close the show with a song that I'm singing for my Nana. As I said earlier, it's called Ghost in This House by Alison Krauss. It's been one of my favorites ever since the summertime when my dad heard her. It was Nana who actually introduced us to her. I remember she told me about it and I'm like, oh, Nana, I don't like bluegrass. Oh, that was back when I thought country was the old smelly men singing about their trucks and their dogs and their women. Oh, I still don't like that country, but I like everything else that I found. And Alison Krauss has been one of my newfound favorites because of Nana. So this song is for her. And I'll be talking to the rest of you early Monday morning because I'm getting a podcast done on Friday, I promise.
I don't pick up the mail. I don't pick up the phone. I don't answer the door. I'd soon be alone. I don't keep this place up. I just keep the lights down. A shadow upon these walls, as quietly as he melts, I hold these holes. I'm just a whisper of some more. I'm all that's left of two hearts on fire. That once burned out of control, took my body and soul. Just a ghost in his hands. I don't care if it rains. I don't care if it's clear. I don't mind staying in. There's another ghost here. He sits down in your chair. Shines with your light, and he lays down his head on your pillow at night. I'm just a ghost in this house. I'm just a shadow upon these walls. I'm living proof of the damage heartbreak does. I'm just a whisper of smoke. I'm all that's left of two hearts on fire. That once burned out of control. You took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house. That once burned out of control. You took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house.
Hey, thanks for listening to my podcast. If you would please take some time to drop by my website, bitsofbryn.com, B-I-T-Z. Leave me a comment. Send me an email at bitsofbryn@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I've got 100 subscribers, but I don't hear from that many people a month. Let me know what you think about the changes that I'm going to make because, hey, I want your input. I'd love to know what my regular listeners think. Until next time, over and out.